Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
Full show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Man, what a night in the sports world. My goodness. One team closes, the other team doesn't close. One up, one down. Whatever. Good Wednesday morning to all of you. Steiny Guru and Dibs. Steiny long momentarily, but Goo, where do you want to start? The team that closed or the team failed to close?
Let's go with the team that failed to close.
Man, my oh my. Well, let's start with the
Giants.
I'm going
to go Frank Thomas. Yeah, that was a big game, and it hurt because they blew a 6-1 lead. Come on, Dibs, give you something early. You just can't lose that game. And I know we're going to say it's 101-62, but you were going to go three games up and four homers. You did everything you needed. And I think we got a glimpse of what they need moving forward. And the question to you, Dan Dibley, if they don't get it done, the Giants, the West that is, we'll look back on Tuesday night, a Tuesday night in L.A., to say that's when it changed.
Yeah, and we've had so many games this year where Talkman has given you a victory and then Rodgers gave away a victory. And it's not all on Tyler Rodgers, although when you have your closer come in and throw six straight balls and – you know, put two on and then give up a three-piece, that hurts. And that's obviously not ideal. And we'll hear from Gabe Kapler coming up. He had some good post-game sound about Tyler Rodgers and about what took place as the Giants get walked off by the Dodgers. So close to being up two games in the best of four and really putting the whole thing on ice, Goo, because if you win the first two, then the last two are found money.
Yeah, and now you got an opportunity, Dibs, to be one game out as you leave L.A. coming home to face the Pirates. And guess who's coming back tonight, allegedly, for the Dodgers? It's Seager. And guess who's taking the bump the next two games? Bueller and Urias. So I don't know how you come back and don't feel the brunt of that. I'm going to call it collapse, Dibs, because I put that one in the win column up 6-1.
Yeah.
Do you get clarity now if you're Farhan? And I'm not blaming Rodgers. He had a bad outing. But how about this nugget? The Talkman catch, the best catch of the season earlier on at the same Dodger Stadium, Robin Pujols, that was Rodgers that was going to give up the game winner. So yeah. Maybe now we look at him through a different microscope just in those high-leverage situations, Dibs. You need another arm in that bullpen.
Well, if you look at it in terms of possible World Series champion, then you look at things differently than if you're just, okay, we're happy to be here, we're hoping to make the playoffs, and then we'll see what we have with our bullpen and with the rest of it. We'll get into that as the show goes on, as the Giants fall to the Dodgers in Game 2 of a very important series, a pivotal series, quite frankly, where the Giants led 6-1. As Guru mentioned, you got four home runs, but you get walked off by Will Smith, not the closer Will Smith, who you quietly wouldn't mind having back, but the catcher Will Smith, 8-6. And of course, we'll get into Giannis Antetokounmpo and a 50-piece, and his turn at the drive-thru where he ordered a 50-piece, which is pretty cool, after his 50-burger wins the series for Milwaukee, first crown in 50 years. But guys, before we welcome in my brother from another mother, Matt Steiner, we do have some breaking news, gentlemen.
105.7 The Game breaking news. Brought to you by the NBA. The NBA playoffs are happening right now. Don't miss out on the action.
Man, it's, maybe not breaking for everyone, but breaking for us as the 49ers have extended Fred Warner 5 years, $95 million with $40.5 million guaranteed. The highest paid off-ball linebacker in NFL history. My goodness, Goo. Huge news from the 49ers with the Fred Warner massive, massive extension.
No doubt, and he's earned every dollar of it. I just wonder how and what you do when you get this news and sign your John Hancock to an extension like that. A third-round pick, fellas, the 70th pick in the 18 draft. You got to give the Niners kudos, man. He arguably, I don't know if we could come up with two better linebackers in the game, but Lynch and Shanny got to be proud, along with our guy that just got his chicken. Shout out to Fred Warner.
Yeah, Fred Warner, 5 year, $95 million, $40.5 million guaranteed. Good for Fred. Fred, he's been such an incredible middle linebacker and took the baton from one of the greatest of all time for the Niners, Patrick Willis, who commanded the position. And we bring in our middle linebacker, a guy who makes tackles sideline to sideline. He can cover. He can rush the passer in a blitz package. He is MMS Matthew Michael Steinmetz. What's good, Steiny? What's hitting you on this crazy Wednesday?
I mean, what I miss? You guys done talking Giants right now? Are you done?
It's over, yeah.
Bucks? What about
I try not to overreact, Steiny, to the Giants, but yeah, we mentioned them.
Yeah, just a taste of Giants with the T-Raj blown save and just a little niblet of Giannis in the 50-piece. And we haven't even gotten into, you know, the greatest closeout performances of all time and where that one might rank, because Giannis straight took things over. But the Fred Warner news, crazy. Just, you know, not crazy that he didn't deserve it, but it just drops on July 21st. Boom, Freddie. Drinks on you, Fred.
Yeah, and this is something the 49ers said they wanted to do during this offseason, but they get it done sooner rather than later. Highest paid inside linebacker right now in the NFL.
Ooh.
So pretty amazing. We'll talk more about that. Yeah, there you
go.
Major. There you go.
Yeah, this is bag, Steiny. Yeah,
that's like two carry-on bags Southwest, you know. One personal item and
sir,
one in the overhead.
Sir, that's over 50 pounds. You're going to have to pay. Yeah.
Yeah, quietly, I got in at 47 on my trip to Palm Springs, good with my golf clubs, which is nice. Because, you know, Steiny, as a veteran golf traveler, you pack your clothes in the golf bag. That way it's one and done. But you got to stay under 50, which I barely got there.
And I know this isn't the day to delve into airline policy, but I'm of the belief that there should be no carry-ons allowed. Everything must be checked.
We got
everything
this before
must
too.
Be checked.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Right. My thing is, I mean, before we go too far down this rabbit hole, if you can't put it in the overhead bin on your own, you don't get to bring it on.
Okay.
And
that's fair.
That's fair.
Over 70, you get a free pass. You know, 70 plus and special needs and all that. Fine.
Love the young people.
But if you're an adult in the demo 25-54 and you can't hoist your own overhead in the overhead compartment, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir or ma'am.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. Don't get me started on the baggage carousel.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what, though? Okay, the Giants lost. They were walked off. Tyler Rogers blows a save. But I'll tell you what, and we're going to get into some of this sound in the break. But just to set it up right now, I can kind of see why Gabe Kapler, these guys are playing hard for him. It just feels like he has these players' backs to such a degree that they can't help but play hard for him. The first thing he says in the post-game press conference is, I can't wait to put Tyler Rogers out there in another save situation. And what I'm realizing, Dibs and Goo, is he's been talking that way since he was hired. This kind of feel-good, good vibe. I try to keep it positive, but I'm starting to realize that's who he is. I don't think it's an act anymore. I think this is actually who he is. I think the team knows it. And I think they're responding to his positivity in a way. And that's why I don't really expect him to get too down after this game.
That That's interesting because you two brought that up in the green room, Steiny, and I do feel like Gabe has something that I can't even describe. It's some type of aura, a telepathy to where the guys do want to play for him. But I saw him up there on that presser, and Dibs, you tell, correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like that was manager talk. Like I heard a million managers say, I can't wait to run. And I don't want to say that and take credit away from what Steiny is basically saying about the star that is Gabe Kapler on the guys that want to play for him. I see that, but last night I felt like any man, you know, Jim Leland would have said that. It's all, you know, the mental mind game. So it didn't hit me like it's hitting you guys when he said that about Rodgers.
Well, I'm going to borrow from you and say it hit me in the cardiac muscle because I think he's authentic. I think he's genuine with what he's saying. And, you know, tonight, if there's a high leverage situation, he's going to go to Tyler Rodgers. And when he goes out to get the ball from whoever precedes him, when T-Rodge comes out, he's going to hand him the ball. He's going to lock eyes through his gorgeous faux glasses and his unbelievable eight-pack, by the way, which every time they pan to the dugout, it's like I don't exist in my own house. But that's neither here nor there. The guy's like an 11 out of 10. But he'll look at Tyler and say, all right, T, you know, I vouch for you. I believe in you. And damn it, I love you. And I think Gabe is a genuine guy that way. And it's easy, Steiny, to be genuine when you're, you know, in first place in late July. But it seems like he's the real deal.
Do we know for sure that he's got a six or an eight pack, or are we just assuming?
Well, unfortunately, my girlfriend has recently done some Google. Yeah, she actually did Google it, Trent, and up pops multiple pictures with, oh, there's the six pack, there's the eight pack. Get out of here with that 10 pack. You show off? Yeah.
How old is he now, Kapler?
Not old enough, unfortunately.
Apparently.
Because the
sculpt however
is
old
killing
he is,
me.
He looks younger.
I got body envy.
Wait, was that a drop or was that for real?
See, exactly. That was so pitch perfect. That's where Spadoni's the best in the business at his, you know, salary. But that was perfect. Perfectly timed. He threaded that into a tight window.
Yeah.
No major bag alert, right. Unfortunately.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys.
We had
having
back.
My back those first 5 minutes.
We got you, kid. We got you.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, obviously Tyler Rodgers was the problem last night, but there was another aspect to that Giants game that I think is it's worrisome to say the least, and it's a problem that may not be going away. I'll tell you what that is on the other side. We got Brian Scalabrine. He's on at 11:30. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. We got Fred Warner talk, but the bottom line is the San Francisco Giants lost a tough one last night, 8-6, and we're going to come back and try to right the ship if we can on 95.7 The Game. Big fat choke artist.
That one is hit high and deep to left field. Back on the ball, Slater, and the Dodgers have walked it off against Tyler Rodgers. They come from behind and beat the Giants 8-6. Tyler never got it out in the ninth inning.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I feel so unsure. As you throw that pitch and he hits it to the fourth row, the win we had is now.
Don't call us, we'll call you, Dibs, right?
Because I gave up a three-run piece. We need a closer. I'm never going to pitch again. Although,
Scotty, how'd they lose that game? Tell me what you thought. I couldn't sleep.
Man, I had nightmares. Oh. I wasn't excited.
I'm serious. 6-1.
I'm mad at you.
You're going up three games, and now everything changes, man. It just does.
I'm mad at you.
Coming back. Yeah. I knew you were going to think that.
Just a game. Just like Bismarcky's just a friend.
Oh, rest of
which we were listening to last night, by the way.
That's four grinds for you with your biz right there.
Yeah, we were watching the game with a Bucks fan last night, and he was
the big fella.
The big fella's from Milwaukee, and let's just say he was feeling no pain after the Bucks after the Bucks won last night. But okay. Oh, by the way,
I was
just real quick. D- Do you mind Dan and Daryl if I call you Dan and Daryl?
As long as it's serious, no. Yeah.
I know Deion Sanders doesn't like when you call him by his first name. So I just want to, Joe and Kyle, are you okay? What's up with your boy, Goo?
Dude, that was, I mean, who do you think you are? And where was the disrespect? And Deion, I love you more than anybody, and I love what you're doing. What you did was super duper narcissistic. Hey, I'm out on that. I can't, but I mean, you earn respect. You don't ask for it. And he tried to ask for, dude, the guy called him Deion.
Yeah.
That's your first name on your birth certificate. To leave, yeah. He lost me. That was an ultimate bad look.
If we talk about coach to media disrespect, you know, you're not Coach Krzyzewski. You haven't earned the right to grill a young person about what their educational pursuits might be.
What's your major?
What's your major?
Perfect. Solid four Coach K's for you, Steiny, because, you know, Coach K's done a couple of things in the NCAA, and Deion, you know, oh, excuse me,
what
Coach Sanders?
That?
Yeah, that's right, it's Coach Sanders. My career record is, well, I don't really have one.
4-3. It actually is 4-3.
Oh, that's right.
He's killing it.
In the truncated pandemic season.
S-O-F-T.
Oh, man. Well, obviously, Tyler Rogers didn't get it done last night. He didn't even get an out. He barely could get a strike last night, guys. And what do they say? If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a starting quarterback.
That's beautiful.
If you have two closers, you don't have one closer. How about that one?
John
for like
Madden
a Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, if you got three quarterbacks, you only got one. Yeah.
You know, Rogers obviously in the ninth because they had some righties up, but couldn't get it done. And I think that throws a big spotlight on the relief pitching right there. I think it comes to the four. Do they have to go out and get a closer now? Is like that's what's becoming apparent.
To me, it is. And we talked about, you know, how great of a story this thing is and still is, this team. But you can never have enough pitching. The team gave you a 5-run lead, 4 home runs, so the power's not going anywhere. But when you tell me, you know, you're going to do closer by committee, that can take you so far. And what did our boss say? I thought it was profound. Anything the boss says is profound, but if you're listening. But you get what I'm saying? You don't. You need a closer. They had Casilla. You had guys like that at the back end of the bullpen. And maybe this was a good thing that you blew the game and you looked in the mirror and you said, you know what? Maybe we do need another arm. Because this cannot happen again, Dan Dibley. And I think it could change the outcome of who wins this division. You guys laugh now. That was a big shift. And you got to do anything and everything you can to pull off this coup of trying to win the National League West. Go get you a closer.
Yeah, your guy Drake with laugh now, cry later, Goo, which may or may not apply to this conversation. But Tyler Rogers has been awesome. Before this, he allowed just one earned run in his last, I believe, 14 appearances. He's been lights out. But you got into a spot against a Dodger team that, and we talked about it yesterday, this team will look at pitches that aren't strikes and they won't swing. Mm. And so he got into a spot where he had control issues, 6 straight balls to start his outing. And go ahead and cut that, Spadoni. And, you know, runner on, you walk 2, and now you're feeling some kind of way. I got to throw a strike. Well, yeah, and Will Smith knows it, and he's waiting for it. And when Tyler Rogers is in the middle zone, he's going to get hit. And, you know, Jake McGee, he's got good stuff, but he doesn't have top-end closer stuff. So my thought yesterday was, you know, it's not that Rogers isn't good. He's great. And Jake McGee is also great, but you need that one extra awe-inspiring, I've done this before closer player, and you've got 10 days to figure it out, guys.
Wow. Well, I think it you know what it sounds like to me, Dibs, is when a football team gets like a number one receiver, and then they can push the guy who was number one to number two. So
yeah, good call.
It's one of those things, Dibs, where I think you're right. If they could get, let's say, Kimbrel in here, all of a sudden, now you go Rogers in the 8th inning,
wow,
and McGee in the 7th, and now you got something. And you not only get a closer, you also add to your middle pitching depth, which is going to be needed the second half of the season. I guess the question is, You know, what's it going to cost you? And how important do you think Farhan thinks getting a big boy closer, you know, is? Last time the Giants had a big boy closer, Melanson, it didn't work out, obviously, even though he's having another great year this year. So maybe that's an anomaly, but I don't know. I don't know if he's going to go after a guy like Kimbrel, and he's the name that's out there, although you know the Cubs came back last night, so who knows where they're at right now, whether they're going to buy or sell.
Pirates got a reliever, Stiney Rich Rodriguez. He's coming to town in a couple of days. I'm just throwing that out there. He may not cost what Kimbrel cost you, but I love that you guys are admitting that they do need something, because this can't happen again.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to admit that. I'm not going to admit that after one game. Seriously, I mean, you have two relievers. Rodgers' ERA coming into last night's game was less than two. And McGee's ERA, I think, is about 2.3. So, I mean, could they use one? Of course they could use one. But I'm not going to be dictated by one walk-off game. It happens.
And it does.
If it happens a few or more times, then they got to address it.
Well, I just think when you look at this team and you think, okay, the starting pitching is sound and the power bats, they had four home runs last night. The power is there. And the bullpen, really, especially in the middle, it's rock solid. But you don't have that one piece where other teams are thinking, oh, no, we don't want to face him. We don't want to face Melanson or Aroldis Chapman. Got, you know, Josh Hader of Milwaukee. Guys who are largely unhittable. Tyler Rogers is not unhittable. When he's at his best, he's a very uncomfortable at bat, throwing it from ground level, the riser, into righties, away from righties, the slider, the two-seamer. He's got it all. But his mistakes become big mistakes, capital M mistakes, because his ball is already backspinning. So when batters can backspin it back, that thing's going to go. And the launch angle is going to be higher with a rising pitch that misses up. So for me, I'd much rather have a guy who you know is going to come in and be just filthy and nasty. And they don't have that pitcher on the staff.
And right now, Stiney and Dibbs, the two guys that they do have that you mentioned, that, you know, they throw fastball, but predominantly off-speed, soft stuff. I want a nasty guy. And obviously every team would want a Hader in Milwaukee or a Craig Kimbrel. But, Stiney, those are those mean, nasty guys. They're going to come, you know, hard, high and in at on you to where it's different than just that soft stuff, to where guys like Will Smith can, oh, this dude can't even find a plate. Here it comes. Boop! You know, game over. So I know I don't want to move by having my heart broken. I want to move that, hey, I need insurance in case something happens so we can pull off this shock the world moment by winning the National League West, Stiney. So that's why I don't want the move to come when it's too late. But just think where you're at, where this team is capable of doing. You're in first place, so go get that closer so this doesn't happen again 6-1 last night. Because this could
giving
be the
up
game
prospects?
That changes.
That's giving up
the
Joey Bart?
Question. That's the. I mean, I totally would give up Joey Bart. I'm over that because I don't think there's a spot for him. It's just about is it you know who's coming back, Dibs? If that could get me Kimbrel, hell yes. I'll even go Rich Rodriguez from the Pirates. Yes, you know if that's enough. But when you talk about the diamonds in the rough on the farm, the Lucianos and things like that, that's when I'm like, are you going to do that and end up playing a one game wild card? Then you lose that, and then you're looking back like, was it worth it? See, that's where you get you earn your money. I don't know the answer.
Right, Marco Luciano is probably the prospect that would be most sought after, and I put it in the doc, what he's doing in single A. And by the way, he's only 19 years old. They signed him
19.
As a 16-year-old, Marco Luciano, but his slash is – I mean, better than the Guns N' Roses guitarist, quite frankly.
Wow.
He's slashing it 282, 379, 560, which means his OPS is 939, and he's got 16 bombs, 50 runs batted in, and they are not even at the All-Star break yet. Now, I know it's single A, but the 19-year-old is projecting to be a possible monster. So if a team wanted that for, Craig Kimbrel, one-year rental, or maybe you want a starter, Kyle Hendricks out of Chicago, who would be more of a two-year rental. You know, is this front office ready to push the chips in, the biggest chip, Marco Luciano, in order to try to do something this year where you're kind of ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Hey, let's listen to Gabe Kapler. He was talking about Tyler Rogers last night. This is kind of what I referenced earlier about how can you not want to run through a wall if you're Tyler Rogers for Gabe Kapler? Take a listen.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. Kurt went out there to warm him up initially. He was picked up by Buster, and I leaned over to Bales. I said, that was not a good warm-up for him. He's just kind of having trouble finding the strike zone. I'm not sure if you guys plan on talking to him about that, but I haven't talked to him about it yet, but I wonder if he was just searching for it by the time he threw the first pitch. Let me just say this now that I have the opportunity. I can't wait to get Tyler Rogers back out on the mound. He's been a warrior for us all year long. He's been an elite reliever in this league and has thrown some of our biggest innings. Everybody has a hiccup. So obviously this is a disappointing loss, but I could not have more faith in Tyler Rogers. And I can't wait to get him back out there so we can turn the page and put this one behind him.
Yeah, Kapler.
Honest.
What a player's manager.
I love you.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know if he had to add that he didn't have it in warm-ups, though, Stoddy and Dibs. What do you think of that? That was like TMI, Dibs. A little too much information. He said he didn't have it in his warm-up. And then, guess what? He didn't have it.
Well, that's real. I mean, I appreciate that, for him to say that and realize it. What's he supposed to do? Go out there after the warm-up and say, that your warm-up was garbage. You're out of here. Yeah, exactly. Oh, right. It's like if Steph misses three straight threes in his warm-up. Steph, I'm going with Jordan Poole tonight. I'm going to go with JP tonight, Steph. Sorry, we're going to bring you off. Maybe in the second quarter, you know, you might be getting Smiley Geach's crumbs tonight, Steph, because your warm-up was garbage. I mean, what do you want? I love the freshness and the honesty because, you know, Rogers went out there and his first six pitches were like his warm-up. They were terrible and he was rusty. And, you know, you could forgive it to the extent that it was the All-Star break and he hasn't really pitched. It's not an excuse. It's a reality. But I do think that the rat on the table for this bullpen is that if you really, Spadoni, rat on the table... if I can get a rat.
There's a rat in the studio.
We got a ratto in the studio. Sorry about
that. How about we teach him that during the break would be the best time for jocularity and a little
give
and
take.
We love
you, rat. Yeah.
Go ahead and do a little 180 and get to stepping, ratto, and I'll email you when I need you. But in the meantime, the ROTT is that they need another arm. They need somebody in that ninth inning who has a theme song and wreaks havoc on the opposing lineup.
I like that.
That's going to cost him. These are the kind of decisions that Farhan's going to have to make. It depends on what he makes of this team and whether he thinks they can basically outplay the Dodgers the last 65 games of the year. And if they can, how do they do it? I'll tell you one thing that I thought was, and this is, I don't know if this is more important than the relief pitching or not, but it's another issue. They hit four home runs last night. And they lost the game. Every run that scored last night was via the home run.
Yep.
They had seven hits for the game. This is like a lineup of Gorman Thomases. I mean, it's
Harvey's
if they
Wall-bangers.
Don't hit the home run, how do they score? And then when they hit the home run, because they have low average guys, chances are it's a solo home run or a two-run home run at best. I mean, they don't have a good mix of table setters and power hitters. And that's the one thing that I see that could be – this team could be prone and has been prone to long dry spells offensively. Now, I don't know if that's priority number one. It probably isn't because they're leading the league in homers. It's not like that's a bad thing. But I think what we're finding is their offense is turning a little bit one-dimensional. And if you can if you can basically – keep Giants off base, this is no surprise, they're going to score fewer runs, especially because they don't hit the ball like other teams for average. I mean, they rely on walks for their singles.
Yeah. But, Stoney, that's the new baseball. And they got 10 guys with 9 home runs. And I wouldn't want a single and a double, get second and third, and then, I don't get the runs home. I like what they're doing, and they're doing it without the protection of the big bats with Longo and Belt. So anybody can get you. And Steiny, 6-1 last night, you got to bring that home. That wasn't on no-hitter, and I know you're not saying that, but that wasn't on, you know, lack of hitting with runners in scoring positions. Dibs, they had enough runs for the bullpen. It wasn't just Rogers. Brebbia, he didn't have his best game either. It wasn't just him. But for the most part, you don't get 24 games over 500 with what Steiny's saying is a problem, because you're hitting at an alarming rate, a good rate, in regard to the power. You lead the majors with home runs. Like, who would have thought that?
Right, and it's a record rate, by the way. The record for Giants home runs in a season is 235, which is 1.45 per game. This team is hitting about 1.51 home runs per game. So if this continues, Goo, this is going to be better than the all-time Giants home running hitting team of 2001, which had a guy by the name of Barry Lamar Bonds. He had a good, decent little year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
73. Ah! Yeah, Aurelia with 37. Jeff Kent with 22. Marvin Bernard chipped in with 15. Armando Rios with 14 on that team. But this year's club could surpass the 2001 Giants for most homers in franchise history.
All right. Do you have numbers available that I can ask you some questions about these home runs?
About that year, this year, or all years?
Here's what I'd like to know is that team hit 235 home runs. How many runs per game did it average? And then how many runs per game does this team average? Because I'm willing to bet that the 2001 team scored more, which means even though they hit a ton of home runs, they had other ways to score. Let's see if my theory holds up.
But I would bet on your theory too, Steiny. I see your thing. I like where you're going.
Okay.
Gibbs will tell I do too. That. Okay, yeah. So 799 runs in 2001, which is about 4.9 per game. Okay, are you with me so far?
All right.
4.9 per game
for
the 2001 team. This year's team has scored 463 in 59. Actually, no, 463 in grand total of carry the 294. It's the old dyslexia there. Okay. They are scoring 4.92 runs per game. So almost identical. 4.92 this year, 4.93 in 2001. If this was Mythbusters, your myth would be busted.
Well, what was the 4.63 you threw out?
4.93 runs per game in 01. This year, 4.92 runs per game. So your myth has been busted. Shout out Discovery Channel and Mythbusters. Great night, show. Night. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, they need to hit for more average anyway.
Steiny, capitulate, bend the knee.
Hold on.
Last night wasn't about hitting. That was all pitching.
Apology not accepted. Kyle, help me here. I just said, you know, they threw out some numbers.
You want my help
said,
with batting average?
Kyle.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
If, you know
first
me,
of all, I didn't
Stein
say
Metz.
That was the case. I said, and you know what? I'm going to double check the numbers at the break. I just said, huh, I wouldn't be surprised if that team averaged more runs than this team. It would stand to reason, wouldn't it, if this team is getting more runs than any other team in baseball via the home run, and they got like 100% of their runs last night were created by the home run. And I think they came into last night's game with like at 52, 53%. So I was just saying it.
And they've hit 87 on the road, man.
Yeah.
So they're, I mean, any park can't hold them, Steiny and Dibs.
Thanks,
I mean,
Kyle.
They just,
appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but Steiny, last night wasn't about the bats. I get your point, and we've seen it a little bit with the runners' lack of hitting and runners in scoring position.
But this is baseball.
6-1, and you're trying to get a 3-game lead and be the first team to win 60 games and go back to the Pirates with insurance?
How was their
now
relief
you might
pitching
be.
On Monday? How was
it was
relief six, pitching
it
on
was
Monday?
Flawless. It was flawless.
Baseball.
But I'm doing what you always tell to top me. Look at the big picture. And don't you think this might have Farhan looking like, even if it's not about blame, maybe we need an actual closer. We need that guy, Charlie Sheen, coming out the pen like Jansen, like Kimbrel. You know, that guy. And right now the Giants do it by committee, and it's fun, it's cute. But the first segment, Steiny, I had mentioned this about Rodgers, and you could say this is unfair. Just briefly here, the Tuchman catch in L.A., that was him about to give up the game. He gave up a home run right before Pujols, and fortunately, Tuchman bailed him out. But maybe in high-leverage situations, he ain't been in a lot. We saw him have success. You might want somebody different that's cut from that cloth. And Rodgers may be, but Steiny, that's a sign of enhancement. Maybe
well,
we do
listen,
need another.
Well, listen, here's what I would say. Before yesterday, we talked about what could they add, and we said maybe a starting pitcher, even more important than a relief pitcher, but another relief pitcher to get another arm in the bullpen. Now they blow a six. Now they blow a lead in the ninth, and it's they must get a big time closer. Like in one game, I feel like it went from. They need an extra arm to support this bullpen right now to let's go get a big boy.
I've always been of the camp, and if you go back and check the tape, I put it in the cap in April, that Tyler Rogers can't be your closer if you're going to be a championship team. It's no disrespect to Tyler Rogers, but you need swing and miss stuff in the ninth, and he doesn't really have that at the level you want your closer to have it. You want your closer to come in and strike fear. Yeah. In the batter's eyes. And Tyler Rogers is a great pitcher. He's unique. He's funky. But I don't want a funky closer.
Funky Cole Medina either.
Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Tone Loke.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get more into this baseball. We're going to go around our league and find out what happened around the Giants and all throughout baseball last night. Giants lose a big one, 8-6, but they're back at it again tonight. Also, one of the greatest, greatest playoff performances of all time. We witnessed it last night with Giannis. We're talking about it all on the other side on 95.7 The Game, and it's brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Services.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now. It's an app for sports and music fans by sports and music fans. Check out Tailgate Crashers, Crack a Cold One, and Get Game Day Ready with tunes from all your country faves. the new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico. Hey, one thing I was thinking about, guys, is if you were a Milwaukee Bucks fan, all right, who staked a claim during the pre-days, the days before the parade, and you put a chair down at a great spot for that parade 2 days ago, you put a chair down for you and your family, I got to believe right now you're sitting pretty.
Yeah. Assuming. Get it? Yeah. Sitting pretty.
Chair, sitting. Chair, sitting pretty. Get it?
No, I don't.
The
I don't.
Pretty lost me. Yeah.
Chair.
I don't like any of it.
You've never heard the phrase sitting pretty?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So if you set up a chair and you have a great seat for the parade, you're sitting pretty.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with a chair. I mean, I thought maybe Cher had a song, Sitting Pretty, which would have made it an interesting pun, but...
But yeah, that's how they set up their chairs in the parade.
Oh,
route.
Boy.
That's what they were putting down, the Deer like District chaise though. Lounges.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. So you're sitting pretty, okay?
Yeah.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Might want to Milwaukee this one off.
Oh, see, now it's terrible, see, Stoddy, but I can get behind it.
That's New York Time-ish right there. That's great.
Kyle runs the show.
Not bad. Not bad. I'll tell you what, that game was incredible last night. That was a great series. It's a great series. If you didn't like it, okay, that's fine. Yeah, hit the pie. Well, that's a great series. Last night, we're going to talk more about that. But first, the Giants... They lose a heartbreaker last night, 8-6 on Will Smith's walk-off. So where does that leave them with the rest of the National League West and baseball in general? Let's take a look at last night in our league.
Well, which walk-off was more profound, the Will Smith or the Chris Paul? We'll get into that on the other side, his walk-off. But first, last night in our league, where the Giants got a walk-off that was even more painful than the Chris Paul one, authored by Will Smith of the Dodgers.
0-1 to Will Smith. And a fly ball to left field. Well hit, back to the wall, and Smith walks it off with a three-run home run. The Dodgers' third walk-off win of the year.
And that's from Charlie Steiner, Dodgers Radio Network. Tyler Rogers took the loss. He walked to... He gave up the big three-run home run, Goo, and it kind of spoiled a four-homer night and what felt like a Giants dub.
Yeah, and I don't even play for the Giants, and I'm hurt still. I'm going to say this, put this in the cap, Steiner and Dibs. Today, tonight, 7-10, is the most important Giant game of the season in regard to winning the division. That was a division-changing game, Steiner. They had it. They couldn't close it. And tonight, you better get a W. You just better.
Well, Thursday's game is going to end up being bigger than tomorrow's if we want to play that game. But we don't want to play that game. What we do want to play the game of is, hey, Charlie Steiner, your walk-off calls were very different when Colorado did it to you and then when you did it to the Giants. That's all.
And that's why he's got job security, and that's the way it goes in the modern world of broadcasting. Dickerson is ninth, Yaz is 15th, Estrada is second, Wade Jr. hit his ninth, but the lead now down to just one game. Second up on our last night in our league, look, the Padres bounced by the Braves.
Set down 11 of the last 12 as Freddie hits one a mile high toward left. Fan going back at 375. Freeman goes opposite field, and the Braves take the lead.
Solo shot in the sixth. Chip Carey, Bally Sports South, with the call. Padres drop their second straight doubleheader today, and the Padres, a little bit of a Michael Crabtree, Goo, the fade route, 5.5 back.
Nice.
Yeah, and they got to worry about the Cubs and the Phillies and the Cardinals, and I'll say this. I love Tatis Jr. and our guy Machado, Steiner. But at the end of the day, for whatever reason, man, this team is not – they just don't get on that run. I could see a scenario to where they don't make the playoffs.
You know what? They're almost becoming irrelevant to the Giants, the Padres, that is, because this is coming down to the Dodgers and the Giants to win the NL West. So I know we threw the Dodgers and Padres together, Dibs, but I don't think we have to do that anymore as it relates to the Giants.
Well, the Padres up 1-0 right now in the fifth. It's a doubleheader against Atlanta, so we'll keep an eye on San Diego until they fall far, far back. Right now, they're the second wild card, so a Dodger-Giant reversal, and the Giants would have to worry about San Diego. Game three, Olsen and Kaprielian lift the A's over the Angels.
That one's hit to right field. Into the corner goes Eaton. At the wall is Eaton, and that baby's gone.
Well, that was lock and step with the lefty. Unfortunately, Mattio waiting on the other side.
Glenn Kuiper, Dallas Braden, NBC Sports California, and we know the next stop, Goo, is Pound Town from Dallas Braden. Matt Olson, his 25th. Kaprielian, 6 scoreless. The A's needed that one, and they got it, Goo.
Every time I say, boy, I'm worried about the A's, they come back and they stack W's, and they swept a 2-game set with the Angels. Kudos to them, and hopefully this will propel them to greener pastures, if you get it, greener.
Yeah. Yeah, and
nope. Gold.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps golden.
If you're not going to give me any love.
Oh, I mean, quit your crying. Pots of gold, you know, greener pastures and pots of gold at the end of the rainbow, Steiny. Green and gold.
Yeah. The green and gold.
Thank you.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Little Ralph Barbieri in that. He used to say.
Yeah.
That was more like our old friend Townie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Yeah. That's my guy.
Oh, you got a 0.
We've got a 1, 2, and a 0.
Yeah. That one. Yeah. And drop the high and the low, and you get a 1. The A's, by the way, in Seattle, 3.5 back of the Stros. Speaking of Houston, Altuve, with the 2-piece as Houston gets over the Tribe.
The 0-1. And that's hit in the air to right center. Straw to his left and coming in, puts it away, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros have taken the first two games of this series from Cleveland, winning tonight by a final of 9-3. Astros have won all 6 meetings with Cleveland this year.
Robert Ford, Astros Radio Network, but what's noteworthy, Goo, is that our board op, Joseph Spadoni, who pulls the highlights, can't bring himself to bring a highlight of Jose Altuve. The guy hits 2 home runs, but he can't make the bit, Goo. Is it because Spadoni thinks he's a cheater?
Well, he needs to let that go, even if he did cheat, Johnny. This is one of my favorite guys to watch play ball. And he has 22 homers, batting 275. That's like 375 in today's baseball. He's not cheating. Just tip your cap to the little fella and give credit where credit is due. The dude's a baller, man. 22 jacks?
I'll tell you what. The thing about the Astros is they just keep the I know they're in first, but they just keep the pressure on. I mean, they were at one point this year, they were 15-15. And you look now and they're 20 over 500. So that's 2 straight months of winning baseball.
Look at their lineup, man. They got 10.
Really,
it's like Dodger-esque.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker, who is the best player that we've never heard of, 16 home runs. He hit a 3-piece as well. They go for the sweep of Cleveland today. One more, gentlemen, as we look at last night in our league in the Central. The Cubs get a late half dozen and stun the Cardinals.
Fair ball inside the bag, down the right field line. Rizzo coming in to score. They're going to send Baez. Here comes Javi, and the Cubs lead it 7-6. Wow! Ian Happ with a huge 2-run double, and they score 6 times here in the ninth.
John Shambi, Marquee Sports Network, with the call. Patrick Wisdom struck out twice in the inning and scored a run. Goo, please explain.
I can't. I just don't know how that happens. And I'm going to keep saying this. NB, new baseball. But I'll say this about the Cubs and the rest of the teams vying for that second wild card, Steiny. What does their general managers think of their team and their chances? Because I'm looking at the Cubs and they're 7 games back of a wild card. Now, there's a lot of baseball left. One streak, he could get right back in it. But if you're the Giants and you want to go shopping for that arm, you almost need everything to add up to where the other team is basically thrown in the towel to where, you know, guys are available. I'm just wondering if the Giants seem like they want somebody if that person's going to be available.
Well, I think if you look at the Cubs, what are they? What they're 500?
47 and 48. Seven games out of the second wild card.
You know what's funny? And I think the bottom line is the Cubs are going to wait till the deadline, just like probably the Giants are. Because, you know, I mean, look, I know it's not likely to happen, but if the Cubs win nine in a row, I think we know what they're going to do.
Right.
If they lose seven of nine, then maybe they go in a different direction. When you're 500, you're kind of in no man's land a little bit. So I do think the closer the deadline gets, the more things are going to become apparent as to who's, you know, who's buying and who's selling and where the Cubs fit into all this.
Well, the Cubs are selling, and that's the clear-cut situation. If it's Chris Bryant, if it's Kyle Hendricks, if it's Craig Kimbrell, if it's all or none, the Cubs see the writing on the wall, and you know, the writing is you're not a real championship contender. So I think that you're going to find the Cubs are going to sell. The real interesting thing for me, guys, is who gets the first piece from the Cubs. If they sell all three of those players, which, you know, that's not very likely, but you want to be first in line. You don't want to be left holding the bag and missing out on a closer, a starter, or a slugger.
Well, I mean, technically Atlanta got the first piece, right, with Jock Peterson?
Sure, sure. Early piece.
Batting under 200.
Yeah. So then the Giants would want Kimbrell, I would think, or Chris Davis. Kimbrell's a free agent at the end of the year. Davis, I think, is under control for one more year.
Bryant.
Yeah. What did I say? Chris Davis again?
Yeah. Diamond,
you're
doing a great job.
You know what you meant. I was going to say something.
You should jump in there. Okay. I don't know why I'm thinking Chris Davis. Maybe because
It's because he spells it with a K, and at least he didn't say Middleton, which would have been a little bit more embarrassing.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Thank you. Chris Bryant. But he left last night's game, actually, with a hamstring and hamstring fatigue or something. So we got to keep an eye on
that. He'll have an
injury or two. Chris Bryant. Sometimes if you do that, you're a Bryant. Then I won't do the other one again. So now it's Chris Bryant.
Steiny, I need clarity on, because you guys talked about Farhan being a Moneyball disciple. Chris Bryant, from a sexy standpoint, Dibs, I'm the guy that wants that everyday left fielder out there. Chris Bryant, a guy that can give you 25 to 30 jacks, hit you 280. For me, I like that. But the Giants are doing it Frank Sinatra, their way, with a multitude of different people. And I finally want to know, does Moneyball represent you would rather do it that way with platoon guys as opposed to the one guy? You know, what do I expect? Because Farhan hasn't been in this position as a Giant guy before. So wouldn't you want that, that's our left fielder for the next 5 to 6 years and sell him to the fans? Or is this the way you want to do it with Dickerson one day? Talkman one day? I don't know. Slater one day?
I think you do know, but you haven't come to terms with the reality that this is the way they want to do it. They don't want to pay one guy to hold down one position and command $100+ million. Mm. It's not the way you want to go about it. Now, you want to build a pitching staff with two or three really good starters, a solid deep bullpen, a sturdy defense, and then platoon pieces around the horn. That way, if somebody goes down, Crawford, Belt, Posey, Longoria, LaStella, you've got somebody who can come in and be a decent value over replacement player, and that's the way you build it to where it's not just 1 through 25, it's 1 through 40. You've got guys with options like Wade Jr., and you know when Belt gets activated, there's going to be a hard decision between Wade Jr., who has options, and you know, do you keep Darren Ruff, or do you move out, you know, Duggar, who has an option still? It's going to be interesting when you have to like look at the roster and figure out which piece fits better in the short term, which players have options, etc. That's why I think that bringing in a guy like Chris Bryant doesn't serve the roster flexibility that they love here.
Interesting.
Yeah, let me come back to that in a sec, Dibs. But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. I think there are probably players out there that Farhan would not want to platoon for or platoon with, but I...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.